Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us. It's 8:06 on Hope Day morning. And this portion of the program is brought to you by UCSF Health. Scott Capurro is joining us here in just a moment. Well, he's sitting right here, but in a moment. October 13th, you're performing at the Throckmorton in Mill Valley, and October 14th at Freewheel Brewing Company in Redwood City.
That is correct. And I'm here until November 3rd, so check the website. There's a few more shows happening, including one in Alameda that's really fun.
UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. Hello, Scott.
Hello. I'm a member of UCSF Health now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They've been taking blood and stuff from me. They behave as though something must be wrong with me.
Oh, why? You went in for a checkup and now they're being invasive?
Diabetes and cholesterol. I guess it's my age. And I guess a lot of people have diabetes. I don't know. Do they? Is it up? Is diabetes up?
It is way up.
It's the new fashionable thing
apparently
that people have?
Apparently so.
Yeah,
You seem too skinny to have it.
I guess it's not a weight thing, diabetes. Yeah. Is it?
I don't know. There's different types, so I don't really know.
I want the best type.
I don't know that there is a best type.
I want 5-star diabetes. That's
what
I want.
They're all pretty bad.
Really?
You want the 1%er diabetes?
Yeah. I want the 1%. I want the one that makes you like skinny. You know? Like,
you are skinny.
I know.
Thank you.
Jesus.
So
thank
skinny.
You so much.
You're almost too skinny. Yeah. You're looking bony. You're looking skeletal.
Well, it's genetic. What can I do? I just have no body fat. Also,
you
know
out.
What? It's just that I have no time for it. I'm so busy.
Oh my God.
I just don't have time for body fat. But also,
you also choose to spend your money on traveling and fashion instead of food.
Oh, right. It's true. I see people eat hot dogs and I think, how do you afford those? What about your trips to J. Crew?
408 says, I saw Scott in Danville. He was awesome. He's so funny. We had a really great time. Oh. He's just too damn skinny.
Oh, he actually says you're too damn skinny.
We had to bring the curtains in from side to side because there was too much stage.
Yes, you're just so
I'm too narrow.
You're like a pencil.
I know. I couldn't be seen.
Let's change the aspect ratio to make him look a little
Can
wider.
Can you step aside? The mic stand is blocking you.
Oh. They're a lovely. That's a lovely place, that Danville. I got there a bit early and walked around.
Was that the Village Theater?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. They're the village itself. Mm-hmm. All the restaurants are packed, and it was it's redwood trees in the gardens. And
stuff.
Oh,
nice!
Really nice.
Did you sell well, or did people reject you?
We did all right. It's a funny time of year. That's what the staff told me. Anyway, it was fine. Mm. We had triple digits, so it was fine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was fine.
It's nice.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, more people than my weight. But it's the thing is, it's the running. I run now. I wish you'd go with me. No,
really, do you?
The North Bay is so
nice. So you could run really slowly? Can't run right now anyways. It's too smoky in the air.
Yeah, it's true. I had to run indoors yesterday. It was really frustrating.
Yeah. I wondered if you had thoughts on the, I saved a couple stories for you
I'm
in
so
the
excited.
Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yes.
Because, you were mentioning, you were at my house on Sunday, and you were talking about...
We had chili.
We did have chili.
Oh, we had a meal, I know. I've never left someone's house hungrier than I did. I had to stop on my way home and grab a meal.
You had two pieces of chocolate cake, an ice cream bar, and a huge bowl of chili.
I know. A tiny bowl of chili, because
John
didn't make enough.
He didn't. I told him, because we spooned it out into the four... And, oh,
he didn't
was
make
Riley
enough
there?
For four people?
It was five people because Riley was there too.
Riley and Shawnee were. Yeah.
And so we spooned it out and there was enough for one bowl for each of us.
Yeah,
barely. Because he makes it in the slow cooker and I think he was thinking me, him, and Sean, which is our new ratio. And and no, Riley was there and Scott. And I was like, just every single time you should just double this recipe because I would love to have it the next day.
Leftovers is the way to go.
Especially with chili.
Exactly.
I spent all that time making it. Just make twice as much.
Yeah. Although then again, he makes meals every day, so he probably thinks, nah, we'll never get to that.
No, we eat leftovers. If there's anything, I'll eat it for lunch. He and I will have it at lunchtime.
Yeah. Those cookies were so good, those gluten-free cookies he made.
I know, he makes these gluten-free cookies that are...
Where the hell did Scott pop up from? That was so weird. There was your voice.
All right.
We were all like...
Yeah.
Sarah saw me whiplash. I went,
I could see him, but...
Where's that?
Normally he would grab you Zets mic and delicious you'd cookies. Be able to see him. Yeah, that was good. We had a nice visit with you.
Yeah, it was really fun. Hungry, but fun. Yeah. Hungry.
So you're joking.
No, it was starving.
I did feed you two pieces of chocolate cake, an ice cream bar.
Is it okay?
Cookies and a bowl of chili.
But is it okay to smoke marijuana now? Is that legal and everything?
Apparently it is.
Okay, then thanks for that. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, it made me hungrier.
I have some and I gave it to Scott because that was what he wanted.
I like this flute thing.
He was alone in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smoking weed?
Yeah.
You smoked
a doobie all by yourself?
No, one of those little vape pen
things.
You're
so old-fashioned. It's like in the modern vapor thing that the kids use.
Oh.
Adorable.
You love that thing?
It's kind of glamorous. It looks like a 1920s
We were sitting
star.
Out back, and I said, do you want a drink? Do you want, you know, a glass
some
of water?
Weed.
I go. I have a vape pen. But I was joking. And he goes, oh, I'll take the vape pen.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
oh.
Of course. Drink. Like, hello. 31-inch waist. I can't have beer in the daytime. Anyway, it was so... fun. I don't remember driving home. It was fantastic.
Oh, no, stop it. That was
I'm
hours
kidding.
Later.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
fine.
My God.
I'm
he was
kidding.
At our house for hours.
Eating and eating.
Hours and hours.
Eating and eating and eating.
He was. It was a nice long
visit.
No,
it was really fun. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than
really
welcome.
Really enjoyed it. And Riley looks really happy. I'm really excited to see him. He's so excited about school and stuff.
He is.
Good for him.
So then he leaps every chance he gets.
Yeah.
So excited about it, he goes home.
Well, you know, Uber sheep. Why not? And, you know, Dad makes chili. So.
Well, he Ubered home
I
in the
get
middle
it.
Of the night on Friday night. He was supposed to do another hackathon, and he bailed. Mm. And he came home. He was like, I just want to sleep in my own bed.
I think there are people who expect the kid who's finally out of the house to be like,
out of the house.
I'm free! And he's got some money, so he's probably, you'd think he'd be like, beer and pot and people and restaurants.
Right.
And he's there in Berkeley, which is a neat little town.
Yeah.
And
he loves
and
it.
Yet he's like, I'm out of here.
The thing is that's unusual to me is that he likes his family and really likes his parents.
Yeah,
and
it's unusual
like
to
him.
Me too. That's the part I don't get.
It's weird, right?
It is really strange when a family likes its members.
You guys really enjoy hanging out.
We do. It's the four of us.
Mm.
All the time.
That's great.
Well, whenever we can.
Yeah.
Good for him.
It is. It's great. Terry Crews.
Yes.
You know who that is?
Yes, I do.
So, actually, he's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine right now, but he's been an actor for a long time.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he was at a party with his wife just last year, and a male Hollywood executive came up and gave him a good in the genitals.
Mm.
And he stepped back, and he did a series of about 16 tweets yesterday, I guess amid the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment and assault scandal that's happening, he decided to reveal what happened to him. So I'm just going to read the tweets in a row. Terry Crews wrote, "This whole thing with Harvey Weinstein is giving me PTSD. Why? Because this kind of thing happened to me. My wife and I were at a Hollywood function last year in a high-level Hollywood exec and a high-level Hollywood executive came over to me and groped my privates. Jumping back, I said, 'What are you doing?' My wife saw everything, and we looked at him like he was crazy. He just grinned like a jerk. I was going to kick his ass right then, but I thought twice about how the whole thing would appear. 240-pound black man stomps out Hollywood honcho would be the headline the next day. Only I probably wouldn't have been able to read it because I would have been in jail. So we left. That night and the next day, I talked to everyone I knew that had worked with him about what happened. He called me the next day with an apology, but never really explained why he did what he did. I decided not to take it further because I didn't want to be ostracized, par for the course, when the predator has power and influence. He said, I let it go. And I understand why many women who this happens to let it go. Who's going to believe you? Few. What are the repercussions? Many. Do you want to work again? Yes. Are you prepared to be ostracized? No. I love what I do, but it's a shame and the height of disappointment when someone tries to take advantage of that. He knows who he is. But sometimes you have to wait and compare notes with others who've been victimized in order to gain a position of strength. I understand and empathize with those who've remained silent. But Harvey Weinstein is not the only perpetrator. Hollywood is not the only business where this happens. And to the casualties of this behavior, you are not alone. Hopefully me coming forward with my story will deter a predator and encourage someone who feels helpless."
Well... negotiating all social situations are sticky, especially where there's assault and crime and things of that nature, and especially where they're in power. He's right, though. Stomping the guy would have landed him in jail, and it wouldn't have had to do with his color. He would have beat the living hell out of someone who grabbed his man zone. So he would have been in jail.
Right.
He's right.
Rob Schneider also is saying...
He's had his man zone grabbed?
Rob Schneider says that he said a gross director made a semi-nude pass at him.
Semi-nude? What does that mean?
Was it Adam Sandler?
Oh, he doesn't say.
Oh.
but he basically is saying the same thing. Harvey Weinstein is no lone wolf. And Rob Schneider says he knows it because he, too, was sexually harassed by a director. Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Ashley Judd, Rose McGowan. Was it Rosanna Arquette, Heather Graham? There are a bunch of women, you know, well-known women have now come forward. Because I actually think Ashley Judd was the only one who was quoted in the original Times story. Yeah. But now a lot more people. And three women are now accusing Harvey Weinstein of actual rape, not just harassment.
Mm.
Rob says that this particular director is now dead. So I guess it's not Adam Sandler.
Mm.
But the incident has stuck with him. And so... he tweeted about that, it looks like. Although,
there's been a casting couch in Hollywood for 100 years.
Yeah,
I mean, any average public person
knows that term. So I think we all know that the business is traded. People trade sexual favors in that business to get ahead.
Right. You were mentioning...
no one ever asked me.
I was going to ask, happened to you?
Yeah,
no.
You were a Hollywood actor, too. No one ever put the...
I just lived down there for a few years and did a couple movies, but I wasn't that person. And I think part of the reason... that's not true, actually.
Okay.
And now that I think of it, wow, that's not true at all. When I worked for Dick Clark Productions, when I lived in L.A. right out of university, I had a job there for a couple years. I was just a PA, the lowest of the low. First one on the set, last one to leave. Brought people's parents coffee. That's how I met Bananarama and all those other bands of that time.
You met Bananarama?
Oh,
how exciting.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And I was on the set. We were filming New Year's
Rock. So this was the 80s?
Yeah. It was like 1987. We were filming New Year's Rocking Eve in like October, because it isn't live, by the way. And we were on the set. And a producer, a little short guy, he's really cute in a suit. We were chatting, and he tried to push me behind a palm tree, like into a room. He literally, he's about half my height, and he's trying to push me. I'm like, hey, ow. And he's like, come on, just get in there. I'm like, I don't,
was
what?
This before or after Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, no, this is before. I was like 24. I was skinny and had
when
blonde hair and green
Doubtfire?
Eyes.
When did you do Mrs. Doubtfire?
1993? I was 30 by then. So this is before that. I wasn't even like, to this person, I was not even an actor or anything. I was just a PA on
a
set.
Just a person.
I probably brought him coffee.
Right.
Before I knew it.
He took a liking to you?
Yeah. Now,
and you said no?
I know, but I was with someone, I was in a monogamy relationship, living in a crappy little apartment in LA. After that, I thought, God, driving like a 84 Toyota Tercel. I thought, oh, what was I thinking?
You were in a monogamous relationship at that age?
Yes. I believed in it.
Was this the relationship with the stripper?
No. He wasn't just a stripper, Vinny, I'll have you know.
This is with the stripper.
No, he was also, he was a performer and he was he dealt drugs. Anyway, this guy.
But that's who we're talking
about.
No,
this is my first boyfriend, John, who I was with for years. We're still good friends. He's now a trans performer in Chicago. It's complicated. Anyway, we were living together in L.A.
Oh, he became a woman?
Well, no, not a woman. No, he just puts on things.
Oh, he is a drag queen.
Or a drag performer.
Okay,
character drag person.
I certainly am not trying to put him down.
No, not at all. He's great. He's really funny. He's fantastic. He was these.
You were okay. Did that breakup go okay?
Flaming red wigs.
No, you were devastated by.
No,
that.
I left.
The stripper was the one he was devastated by.
That was hard. Yeah,
that's the one
and
where
then
he went
Fat
crazy.
Matt, when I was still on this show, when you told me to get over it, like you said, get over it. Just get over it.
And did you?
No. Anyway, no. Why are we talking about this? Anyway, yes. So, yes.
I think you brought it all up.
So you said no to the short producer guy.
I did.
And then did he kick you off the set?
No. He. I think he was like, well, okay. He wasn't apologetic, but he kind of stepped back. I remember him stepping back.
Well, maybe he didn't want to be accused of anything.
Right. I don't think he was that worried about it. I think he just moved on to his next PA, really. I mean, who knows where I'd be now? I said, yes, I wouldn't be here with you guys. Hollywood.
There's worse places to be than here with us. Right.
I mean, buy, sell. That's what Hollywood producers say, I guess. That's what they do in the cartoons. Anyway, so yes, I didn't pursue it. I didn't know the value of my youth. I didn't understand that. But I have to say, in that production company and in others that I worked for, there were a lot of sexual favors being handed around men to men, men my age with men my age, men my age with older men, women with women, the whole genre. Yes, yeah. All of it was very in your face. There was nothing was a surprise. And this is, I mean, I was 23 and had just started that business. You're indoctrinated very quickly.
And you
quickly.
Said, oh, I guess this is what I have to expect. And then
yes.
So it was a letdown when it didn't happen.
Well, it also happened in a trailer truck that we were moving. And the driver said, what's, you know, and he just hit on me. And I'm like, no, I'm married. Hello. And so, yeah, I didn't do any of it. Mm. Not good at the politics of that. I didn't understand it or how it worked.
But you had said that you heard an actor talking about how they were just, you know, young boys that mm-hmm. are handed around.
Yeah, passed around. Yeah, they wrote an article about it. It was either in The New Yorker or in Vogue about a year and a half ago about how it's prevalent in Hollywood and young, like, you know.
Like pedophile.
Well,
young actors.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, under 18, yeah, like 18. A lot of these teen stars.
Because someone texted a big director's name that I'm not going to read because I don't have any idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised. It's someone's name you'd know.
Oh. And they were saying that they...
That guy's involved in some kind of this young man nonsense you're talking about.
It's such a cloistered world. It's like the military or prison. They have their own rules that they live by, and the public doesn't really know. And I think the public doesn't really want to know.
You mean the film industry?
Yeah.
Well, we were trying to talk about it earlier, and not that I'm in it, but I was trying to say they don't have a structured office place the way you know most of America
right.
does.
You wouldn't even know where to turn if your boss was hitting on
and
you.
The fact this guy's doing all his meetings, it seems, in hotel rooms, that shows you exactly what I'm talking about.
It's quite common, like we talked about earlier. I think that is common. Yeah. Right. And I think they're in hotel rooms for a reason. Part of the reason is, you know, there's a bed in there. I mean, I think it says what they're looking for in an actor, actress.
Right.
Is someone who's, they can have complete power and control over. And that's one way to do it. Right. Anyway.
Well, and they would have complete power and control over that person, not only, you know, in that scenario, but then later in their career.
Mm.
I'm sure there are people who've put out for some of these moguls, and I think, was it you who was bringing this up this morning? Like, there's probably people who wouldn't even want to admit it. Like, yeah, I absolutely did that, and that's why I'm here today.
I'm thinking that there's people, who did go with whatever Harvey wanted
and got whatever they wanted.
And probably aren't going to come out and say that.
Right.
It was obvious that this man who hit on me when I was 23 had done this many times, obviously, and he usually probably got, I'm sure this worked for him. And I remember him being surprised.
That you were saying no.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I surprised myself.
Earlier today, we were talking about, I guess it was Ben Affleck. Rose McGowan was calling him out on Twitter. He had said something like he was saddened and angered by the allegations against Harvey Weinstein. And Rose McGowan said, don't act like you didn't know about this. You said right to my face, God damn it, I told him to stop doing that when I told you what had happened to me.
Streep said she was surprised, but Streep is a different realm.
I know.
Right? She's in a different plateau. I mean, she wouldn't hear about this stuff probably.
A fan suggested that Ben Affleck should have just kept quiet about this whole thing after now Hillary Burton has claimed that Ben Affleck groped her when she was a host of MTV's TRL. So this is just coming down. She says, let's see. Some other Twitter user said he grabbed Hillary Burton's breast on TRL once. Everyone forgot, though. And she said, I didn't forget. She's 35 now.
Sorry, what's TRL? What is that?
That's Total Request Live. It was a show. I don't know if it's still on MTV, but it was in the afternoons. It was like Carson Daly.
I think they're going to reboot it.
You were telling us that. I'm so sorry that happened to you, the fan wrote back. It's infuriating that people never bring up all the gross, predatory things that Ben's done. Seriously, thank you for that. I was a kid, said Hillary Burton. She is One Tree Hill. She was an actress on that, and she was guest hosting TRL. She shared a clip of TRL outtakes in which she says he comes over and tweaks my left boob, apparently talking about Ben Affleck. Later in the video, the actor is shown asking her, how old are you, 19?
This is all on camera?
Apparently so.
So, you know, it's because they have so much power that they think they're immunable. You know, it's like with Trump, what he said in Hollywood in that that was recorded in that bus that was played again and again during his campaign.
Oh, grab him by the...
Of course it was disgusting. Of course it's horrible. But I don't think it's unusual in that business. In where he was in Hollywood as a TV star at the time, I just don't think that it's... unfortunately, it's not unique.
Right.
Terrible, isn't it? I mean, have you suffered any of this sort of... You're in showbiz.
I was harassed by... You know, it's funny because it was in the 80s and I didn't even really realize what it was because it wasn't talked about all the time, but I was definitely harassed by a boss, like to the point where I went to my mom and she gave me a bunch of advice and I took that. And other than that, I never really found myself in a situation I would consider dangerous or something that I felt like I was in danger. Mm. It's prevalent. And Yuzi, you must have too. I mean, it's women in general in life, you know, not just show business, at the accounting firm where you work at, you know. And sometimes it's hard to tell. And people always play. What always bothered me was, you know, someone will say something. It's super suggestive, or they make some move, and you get like you get offended. They go, "What? I'm only joking. What? You can't take a joke."
Yeah, yeah. My mother said when she worked at a law firm in Marin in the 70s that she couldn't think of one legal secretary. My mom was in the front of house. She wasn't a legal secretary. She was the woman who invited people in. She couldn't think of one legal secretary that hadn't slept with her boss. There were like 12 of them in that office. And some of these women I knew, and they're like old ladies, you know, in little cute skirts and stuff with pinned up hair. And I'm like, her?
That doesn't seem to matter. Proximity. I mean, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger in the housekeeper, you know?
Yeah. Well, another example.
Who's nearby?
Hyena.
Right. Scott? You're amazing.
Is that it?
That is it. You're staying for the Secret Show, though, yes?
I'd love to!
Yes. So you are playing at, is that Friday night at the Throckmorton?
It is.
So this Friday night at the Throckmorton, this Saturday night at Freewheel Brewing Company
in Redwood City.
Thank you. What a delightful appearance.
Really nice. Vinny, I hope you've not been abused in the business.
I have not.
Okay, good to know.
Thanks for asking, though.
Great. Thank you. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Go to RadioAlice.com and check out the interview that Jane did, our afternoon chick did, with Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Adam from Maroon 5 called to talk to Jane about their new record, Red Pill Blues, about what he thinks Maroon 5's place in this crazy world is, and about one particular thing musicians do that make them total holes. Exciting. RadioAlice.com. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is there for you.
Thank you.
And the IT department is doing updates as often as possible to give you all the information about everything that's going down up north. I have an article here now that, because I was wondering what started the fire when I went to bed on Sunday night, no fire. When I woke up, it was like the worst scenario of all time. They're saying it's, and you mentioned it, it looks like it was the power lines that went down. PG&E is reporting too that they say...
So
the destructive winds, along with millions of trees weakened by years of drought and recent renewed vegetation growth from winter storms, all contributed to some trees' branches and debris impacting our electric lines across the North Bay. They say that the winds were up to hurricane strength in excess of 75 miles per hour.
Oh my God!
75 miles per hour in some cases. And the first sign of this was at 9:22 on Sunday night. So I just thought I'd mention that because I think we were all like, how did this go from...
Kind of woke up to it on Monday morning.
I got to clean up a mess I made. I did a bad job reporting this story. So earlier I talked about married Americans are more unhappy than ever. Marriages have fallen from 68% in the 70s to 60% now. So it's down from 68% 260. They say four types of people tend to be happiest with the quality of their marriage, and that's people who spend time at religious centers. Mm. You know.
You sure?
Church. People with extreme political views.
Oh, someone to rally with.
People who describe themselves as upper class, and also men. Oh. Happy, very happy in their marriages.
Interesting.
And someone wrote in and said, that's because men have side pieces. Okay.
Don't well, say that.
If you say so.
Well, Ashley Madison does.
That's true.
You can get anyway, a list of them. A list of those men.
Just wanted to straighten that story out. I did a bad job earlier. Doctors see a lot more cases of head lice this time of year. They say in part it's because kids go back to school. It's also because people are shopping for costumes and try on the same masks and wigs.
Oh.
Halloween stores have huge walls of masks, wigs, hats, things.
They sure do. Mm-hmm.
And people go in and try them all on and
take home something they didn't buy.
Lice ends up on the right. costumes and there you go. So they recommend take a shower cap or a swim cap to the store with you if you're going to be trying that stuff on. That's one way to hopefully keep from catching the lice. Just the idea that there might be lice in there would keep me in the parking lot. I'm just going to stay out here.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to leave you as soon as you go in there because I don't want you getting back in my car with your lice. Sorry.
Keep those to yourself. Yeah. I don't need those in my car. What if I sit in that seat? I always think about that on airplanes and in movie theaters.
Oh, really?
Is that right? 415 is saying Facebook is down. The fires have gotten to the servers.
I just tried hopping on. I can't get on the Facebook.
Oh, really? I guess I could get on my Facebook.
Not on my computer.
I can't get on my Instagram.
What?
Wow. Well, that's weird. Hold
I can't.
On,
like,
check.
I keep trying to refresh. Oh, yeah.
I don't even have Facebook on my
He's
phone.
Right. Well,
Instagram's fine.
It's slow.
It's telling me I can't refresh the feed.
See, I was right, as usual.
Mine's
as
working, usual. Everyone.
As usual.
You're amazing.
Whom
Try and
is
refresh
the most
it.
Rightest?
The last post was 1 minute ago from Luciana.
What's yours?
Looks like it's working on my phone, but not on my computer.
So. Maybe that's a different set of servers or
right.
something.
That's trippy.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
They say, take a shower cap or swim cap to the store when you go to buy your costume or with your kids. They also say, throw your costume in the dryer on high for 45 minutes before you wear it. That could kill off any lice that are there, too.
Oh.
Hmm. Not all costumes are dryer friendly.
Right.
So that could be a
true.
Problem. But...
Sure, they're made out of basically spun plastic.
Start a fire in your dryer.
What are you going to be?
I'm not going to tell you.
Did you find the Wally costume?
I found a costume.
Wait.
What are you going to be?
Harvey. Waldo.
No, I'm not being
Harvey
Waldo
Weinstein.
No, I got a new costume, and I'm gonna be something.
Are you working on yours, Vinny?
I haven't thought one second about it. No.
Well, there's always the peanut butter and jelly in the
Well,
other
I know. I'll try to do something. I've just this week. I just got to get to the end of this.
You're
week.
You're moving on. I mean, Sunday's
Terrible.
Gonna be your first night
it's
in
crazy
your new
right
house.
Now.
Right.
I still gotta leave here and go right back to paint, like
That's
immediately.
Great.
Are you gonna
here.
Be able to
I
sleep?
Yeah, I was so tired.
No,
last
you're going to be able to sleep the first night in your new house?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not.
On a Sunday.
Whatever.
Night.
That's if, even if I don't, no one ever died from, you know, not getting one night's sleep.
Yeah, believe me. Here I still am.
So if that's the case, then that's fine. It's the least of my worries.
You guys must be excited. How come you are having to paint? I thought you hired a crew.
We did. They're doing the whole upstairs. And
okay.
that, like, ceilings, walls, closets,
oh, nice.
Everything.
Great.
But
Fresh
there's
and clean.
A budget. And so there was only so much that we could hire them to do, and there's a couple rooms downstairs that needed help.
Where are you painting the smoky blue?
Downstairs in
Where?
This little rec room.
Oh, okay.
How is your daughter helping? What is she doing?
She doesn't help at
yeah,
all.
She's
in
the
fact,
opposite of helpful.
She's wonderful.
Sure.
Everyone in the family, you know, me and her mom, we love her. But yeah, she divides the workforce.
Right.
One person has to deal with her and the other person works. There's no
right.
way to have her around while you're working. I want to paint.
Oh, no.
Way.
That is not happening.
No way. No. And then there's a hissy fit.
Right. But it looks so fun. I want to do it,
right.
too.
Exactly right. No, it's not good.
You should paint one of the walls in her room with chalkboard paint.
Oh, my
some,
God.
Give her some chalk.
Did I tell you guys this?
No.
So her mom picked ballerina pink for the color of her room.
Yeah.
Oh. I think you did tell us Ballerina Pink.
No, so the dudes go, they're like, hey, come on up. Take a look at how far we've gone. Because I'm not bothering them at all. Mm-hmm. I've just stayed downstairs mm-hmm. and done my thing. And I've got
so
my,
they have second thoughts about this Pink. Or why else would they have called you up?
I'm downstairs with my Iron Maiden playing out of my phone. And I'm just painting away, right? And they call me up. Come take a look. I look, and it is the pinkest room you've ever been in. It's just that. It's not Pepto pink, like dark pink. It's like a light pink.
Like this?
A little lighter than that, but right. still so pink.
So like this?
Well, it just like reflects.
Yes!
Let me see. Oh, that's not bad. That's like
it's
light
still,
pink.
It's so pink.
That's
it's just
pretty.
Pink.
That's
it's
adorable. She's going to love it.
Pink. Oh, she's going to love it. Yeah, mm. you're right.
And you'll put, you know, there'll be other
oh
colors
my God.
In there. It'll be nice.
Pink.
You don't
are you getting the rugs
happy.
Replaced
it's
up
a girl's
there?
Room.
Getting what?
The rugs? The carpeting?
Yes. Yes, right. That's getting worked on too.
After the paint.
It's all going
boom,
down.
Boom, dominoes falling in a row.
Our life is very scheduled and we all hope it works out. Mm. Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. 72% of parents are going to dip into their kids' candy stash.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
That's your thing, right?
Yeah, that's why I hate Halloween.
Will the kids trick or treat this year?
I doubt it. They're a little old for it. But I'll make them work the door.
Your youngest is 16?
He is.
He but, driving now?
No, he's not.
Huh?
No.
All right.
Does he want to drive?
I think in a vague way he wants to. It's a lot of work to get your permit, and he's just...
Not interested.
It's like 12 hours, and he's done, I would say, 4 hours of it, but he just... leaves it. I'm not gonna be a nag about it. It's not my license.
Well, no, and you know, if he doesn't want it, he doesn't want it.
I guess.
I wanted mine.
Oh yeah,
so desperately.
And his brother, the minute he turned the age that he could do these things, he did them, and he got his license. And I can't even imagine Sean driving, frankly. So I don't know. We'll see. He'll be like a bird.
Drive off the road.
Oh, look at that.
I wanted it so
well. You wanted to get out into the world.
That's full freedom. Yeah, yeah, that's it. I want to go surfing and I don't want to have to take the 65 bus. I want to go
drive
do
there,
my thing.
Pick up my friends and go.
Go to parties, date Damn. Girls, do stuff. It's all there as soon as you get your license. I swear I wanted it so.
Sure.
If my dad had been like, called me into a meeting and said to me, I'm going to need you to kill your brother. I'd have been like, how do you want him to die? I'm going to leave and take care of that. Like, I wanted it so bad.
What does that have to do with getting it? I don't understand how I
that's
want you to
so
kill
at
your
what
brother.
Length go.
Like, oh, whatever oh, oh. length to get my license. In order to get your
like,
license,
what?
I'm going to need you to kill your brother. Done. How do you want him to die?
You like, want both brothers gone?
Messy? Yeah. Should he suffer? Like, what do you...
Just, I'd have done anything. Right. I wanted it. I probably wouldn't have killed him, but... Really, really wanted it bad. Very bad. Mm.
Whatever it took.
Didn't you?
I did. Yeah. But I lived out in the sticks. There was no bus coming by my house I could hop on to get to where the action was. I had to ride my bike.
You did?
Yeah. I lived in a cow town.
You rode your bike to the action?
Yeah, to the center of East Bridgewater where Village Pizza and Stelios were. Like, there was, you know.
What's Stelios?
A little pizza place with joints. It's all pizza places there.
Village Pizza was right,
it was right
next
across
to
the street from Stelios. Stelios was a bar, though, and sometimes you could, like, Village Pizza was where, I'm sorry, Viking Pizza was where all the, like, the high school kids would hang out, so I'd have to go hang out there. But if you could go over to Stelios, which was, like, a little bit more upscale, you know.
I don't know.
You'd go there with your parents and they'd
and
order a beer
happen?
And you'd like kind of sneak a drink of their drink and
get all ripped.
Well, no, I never could quite get all ripped. They would notice. I was like, hey, get your hands off my beer, kid.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. It was a little bit more high end, though.
Yeah,
like if you wanted to be cool,
not,
you'd no,
not
it's
not going
to
end well.
It's not a good story.
You're not
I'm
all
telling,
wasted.
I no. Right. How did we get here? It's 16, too old to trick or treat. Yes. He'll sit on the porch and hand out candy.
Right.
To the people.
The company that made Tamagotchis?
Oh, yeah, the little pets, the little Tamagotchi pets.
You know this.
I didn't ever have one, Vinny, but they were a thing. Right when we moved here,
I had
Tamagotchi
one.
Was
yeah.
a big thing.
They're
in
coming back. Tamagotchi virtual pets are coming back, and there's a whole new generation of kids who are going to get to enjoy these virtual animals.
They weren't that enjoyable from what I understood. There were a lot of work. Like, you had to pat them, like, by pushing a button.
Well, yeah, you
feed
have to keep them alive.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep them alive. Okay. And then if you didn't, like, you'd come back, and the thing would be, like, on its last leg, and you'd have to, like, love it back up. And so you had those?
Yeah, I did when I was in middle
school.
Did
yours all die or what?
No, I took good care of my Tamagotchi baby.
How many did you have?
I only had one.
Just one?
Yeah.
They hit stores all over the country on the 5th of next month. I expect they're hoping for a big holiday season. Mm-hmm. The design is just a little different. It's a little egg-shaped device. They're about 20% smaller than the 90s versions. And there are fewer buttons, which makes it easier to care for your virtual pet. And they're going to sell for about $15.
Oh. Welcome back, Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
The Guinness Book of World Records discontinued some categories, including raw egg consumption, heaviest pet, and the most beers consumed in an hour.
Oh, are they
all these things that are kind of dangerous and probably not something
kind
you want anyone
abuse.
Trying to win.
Right.
Yeah, Adolf Hitler.
Yes,
was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939.
Was he?
Yep. The prize ended up not being awarded to anyone because World War II broke out because of Hitler.
Unbelievable. What was the basis of the nomination?
I don't know. You have to ask Nobel Prize
just
people.
Just a fast fact, I see.
The dates 4-4, 6-6, 8-8, 10-10, and 12-12 all fall on the same day of the week every year. 4-4, 6-6, 8-8, 10-10. Oh wait, it's 10-11.
It is. We missed it by one day.
Hey, along the Peace Prize thing, real quickly, the other people in the past that have been nominated for it is Vladimir Putin, Rush Limbaugh, Fidel Castro, Joseph Stalin, Hugo Chavez.
Jesus.
Just so you know, they've nominated some odd people, to say the least.
Huh. Limbaugh.
Of all people.
Why?
I mean, that's the question, isn't it? Don't ask why, Vinny. Just walk away.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Is it inappropriateness, the backbone of mourning?
What?
I don't feel bad. Please make us laugh.
Okay.
They're trying to say this is not written well.
Yeah, it's just hard. I mean, we're all sort of going through this thing here in our area together, and it just, you know, when we're not talking about it, I find that it's dropped out of my mind, and we're talking about something else, and we're having fun, and then it kind of crashes back down on you that the thing is happening, and it's you feel like, oh God, that was so. For anyone tuning in right then, who's in the middle of, you know, whatever trauma is happening in their life, it's just a constant like a little festering thorn or something.
408 says, oh my word, Sarah, my husband is a double biter too. How do they not choke?
Yeah, and also stop it.
I don't even know that you would notice that.
It's the double bite.
It's a weird thing.
Well, you know, you make the sandwich, you look over as the person's taking the first bite to see if they like it, and they just...
Yeah, they notice it because you're sharing a sandwich, and your bite is just humongous.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't you usually just cut the sandwich in half if you're going to share it?
No. We just, you know, hand it
you
back
and
forth.
You guys just both bite off the same sandwich?
I mean, sometimes we'll cut it in half. But
there's good bites and bad bites. I mean, don't you cut it in half?
It's definitely to her advantage if she cuts it in half.
Yeah. Because you'll just look for the best place to bite.
Or I just eat like 3/4 of the thing with one bite.
She's eating for two, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn.
This is back in the day, all right?
What day?
Now he gives her more.
Before she was pregnant, now she eats whatever she wants.
How much weight has she put on? She's
a
tiny thing.
30-something pounds.
Oh, geez. That's good for her.
Huh. Yeah.
And when are you due again?
The 22nd.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Holy
cow.
Oh,
so you're... It's happening.
Whether
so
like
we're
going to
lose
not.
Bryn for a couple of weeks here coming up.
Oh, you get to do paternity leave.
You get to do daddy stuff.
Good for you.
That's great. All right.
On my way to work after maternity leave, it's so hard. Please tell me it gets easier, says 315.
No. I'm not telling you that. It doesn't get any easier. Having a kid is hard. I mean,
I think she's talking about
like
the separation.
Leaving the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that gets easier. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, you'll get used to it, especially if you feel that your child is well cared for during the day. And, you know, you're just so happy to see them, and I always feel like a break from motherhood kind of makes you a better mother. You're way more there when you're during the times that you get with your kid. I always felt that way. Like if you were just under them the whole day.
You
just want to throw them off. But if you had a couple hour break or went to work and then you're like excited to see them again at the end of the day, then you're like, all right, bedtime.
I can just crush like 4 hours. Dad can sort of work that out. And
4 hours
going.
Is like the max, though. And then like, I'm real. I'm
troubled.
Teacupping it with you. We're princess dressing it.
Then
we're
Dad
watching.
Starts tripping and looking for a parachute.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here. Yeah, do you want to take a nap? Let's take a nap. No nap? What? Come on.
What's your thing? Tina Ballerina? What is it?
I don't like Angelina Ballerina.
Oh, that's what it is. But if that's what you want to watch, oh, great. A half hour break for Dad.
Sure.
I will take it. Let's take a quick break, Vinny, and finish up the text after this. Also, don't forget pink tickets right around the corner.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.